Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Violence against law enforcement is not the answer, no matter what anybody's upset about or who they're upset with.
FBI Director Christopher Wray says there's been an alarming rise in violence against law enforcement. Federal officials cite a spike in threats to judicial and government officials connected to the FBI search of former President Donald Trump's home. That search recovered a large number of top-secret and highly classified documents. But a gunman died in an attack on the FBI in Cincinnati, Ohio last week, and a number of Republican lawmakers accused the Justice Department of abusing its powers. Oklahoma Congressman Mark Wayne Mullen said the raid is the result of a double standard.
Where was the same media frenzy when there was 33,000 classified emails on a server in a bathroom with Hillary Clinton? Why didn't they raid that bathroom?
Many of the Clinton email claims have been debunked. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi urged the GOP to tone down its rhetoric about the Mar-a-Lago search.
If the nature of this of these documents is what appears to be, this is very serious.
Trump claims he declassified the documents before leaving office. The National Archives still considers them classified. The Inflation Reduction Act passed the House with zero Republican support. The nearly $740 billion measure includes large green energy initiatives, will raise taxes on certain corporations, continue health insurance subsidies, and cut the price of many prescription drugs. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy criticized Democrats for not directly tackling high gas and food prices. He also blasted the use of proxy voting.
For such a supposedly historic occasion, few Democrats even bothered to show up. Look around this chamber, Madam Speaker. The floor is nearly empty.
185 members, both Republicans and Democrats, voted by proxy. President Joe Biden is expected to sign the bill soon. Meanwhile, New York Congressman Jamal Bowman says the Democrats have more work to do.
Hold the House, win a couple of seats in the Senate so that we could become Manchin and Sinema proof. And once we do that, we can pass a true people's agenda.
That agenda could include codifying Roe v. Wade and passing an election reform bill. A group of House lawmakers arrived in Taiwan Sunday, nearly 2 weeks after a trip by Pelosi. The five-member delegation is meeting with top leaders to discuss reducing tensions with China and investments in semiconductors. More than 800 American citizens have been evacuated from Afghanistan since the withdrawal a year ago. According to a report from Republicans on the House Foreign Affairs Committee, the Biden administration did not accurately portray events on the ground. It says there were just 36 U.S. consular officers there to process evacuees. Both the State Department and the Pentagon conducted their own reviews but haven't released the findings. I'm Mary Sherman for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our A-Trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.